Welcome to another edition of the news on Drinks Adventures. Let's catch up on some of the stories that have broken over the last few weeks. Coming up, Wins Coonawarra farewells viticulturist Alan Jenkins. Starwood and Yulumba collaborate on a new single malt whisky. And Modus Operandi launches Green Energy Brewery in Newcastle. Renowned viticulturist Alan Jenkins has retired from his role at Wins Coonawarra Estate after 20 years. Working alongside senior winemaker Sue Hodder for this entire period, Jenkins' work in the vineyard is seen as instrumental to the increased finesse and elegance that the Wins wines have become known for in recent years. I asked what's kept him in Coonawarra since 2001.
Yeah, it is a long time, but in viticulture, I think you need to stay in an area for a fair while to... It takes a long time to experience an array of seasons and to really get to know the environment that you're working in. If you just jump in and out, you really are guessing a lot of the time. Whereas if you spend a lot of time in a place, you really intimately know it. You know the soils. You know what you need to do to elevate soil health and optimise the quality from the fruit. And in the early 2000s, when I came to Wins, a lot of the vineyards were in real need of renovation and repair and replanting.
As you know, I've had Sue Hodder on the podcast before. Yes. And I think she probably said this in my interview, but she's certainly on the record as saying it on quite a few occasions in the media, and she describes how Alan turned up at Wins and saw the vineyards and the state that they were in, and he wasn't best pleased with what he saw.
I was shocked and, at times quite disheartened with the challenge, James. Yeah, but there was a lot of support, and the winemakers and senior management of the company realised that we really needed to do a lot to bring Coonawarra back to where it needs to be. And so it's been a wonderful journey. We've had to justify every cent we've spent, but we've really changed the face of Coonawarra with lots of new clones of Cabernet. We've selected our own clones of Cabernet from heritage vines. We've incorporated a whole lot of different rootstocks into the vineyards. Yeah, we've reduced all sorts of chemical inputs, and the mid-row plantings in the vineyards are very diverse. We've put a huge effort into understanding how we schedule our irrigations, and we need to apply stress to Cabernet, but if we apply too much, then we end up with vines with poor flavour. They'll have colour and tannin and tiny berries, but we won't have any of that lovely Cabernet character that we're really looking for in the wine. So it's a very difficult thing for a vineyard manager to know when to turn the tap on and to know how much to apply.
And has it been rewarding seeing these viticultural initiatives flow into the quality of the wine? It's obviously been said by a lot of critics about how the Wins wines have just continued to improve over the time that you and Sue are there. And, of course, you jointly won the Gourmet Traveller Winemaker of the Year Award, I think it was 2010.
Correct, which was lovely to be acknowledged like that. I guess the cutting off and retraining of a lot of these older vineyards provided a lot of really lovely bright fruit that was the foundation for 2004 onwards, lifting quality. And we also replanted some vineyards in the early 2000s, and we used a whole array of clones and rootstocks, and we learned a fair bit from those that replanting. And so over the last 10 years, we've done a lot more replanting, and including with our own heritage clones. And that material, as it's coming into bearing, is delivering a whole heap of alternate flavours. You know, we brought in some French clones and a whole array of diversity there, which gives Sue and Sarah a huge opportunity to work with this fruit.
What would you say you're most proud of from the last 20 years? What are some personal highlights?
I mean, this should be we. I guess I've been responsible for leading the charge, but it's been a wonderful team at Wins. I've been very proud to see staff who have worked with me for a long time, win awards as well. Ben Harris, who is taking over my role, is nominated for the ASVO Viticulturist of the Year this year. It's the second time he's been nominated. He's attending the Len Evans tutorial, and it's not often you see a vineyard manager selected to attend a Len Evans tutorial, and it's an indicator that Ben is not just a viticulturist and a very, very good one, but he's also incredibly passionate about wine. So I'm probably most proud of the people that mentor is an interesting word, probably more given the space to develop and the encouragement to develop to their full potential along the way. And we've got a couple of viticulturists who've got PhDs in viticulture here, and a third woman obtained a master's in viticulture while working here. It's been wonderful to see these people develop during their time. So that's on the people side. On the vineyard side, I am very confident in saying that our vineyards are in a lot better state than when I came here. From an environmental point of view and a straight viticultural vine point of view.
Starwood Octave Barrels is a new whisky from the Melbourne distiller, aged exclusively in barrels that have previously held Yulumba's The Octavius Barossa Valley Shiraz. The Octavius is thought to be the world's only red wine, aged in 100-litre octave-sized barrels, which Starwood head distiller Sam Slaney says ensures more wood interaction for the whisky versus standard wine barrels.
I think it's really about seeing that single wine source and being able to see that translate into the whisky. You know, there's not many red whiskies that are fully matured in red wine barrels. Like, a lot of whisky producers will do a finish, but not many do like full maturation in a red wine barrel. So we've sort of pioneered that quite a bit. And then to be able to take it back to a single, you know, single wine, single source, and a fantastic cooperage and story and wine, like, it's pretty amazing, I think, to be able to see that.
Yulumba has long produced its own whisky under the Smith's Angaston label. Sixth-generation family member Jessica Hill-Smith says Yulumba relished the opportunity to collaborate with Starwood.
Particularly collectors of the Octavius will love being able to explore their beloved Octavius have a second life through this project. And we love being able to see our barrels go to somewhere else, not cut down into garden pots, but to be used to make something that we can continue to enjoy for a really long time. So if we can resist finishing the bottles too soon, we'll be able to keep drinking them for years to come. But, yeah, I think that all our Octavius drinkers will love being introduced to Starwood and being able to discover a new product or a new whisky like this that maybe they haven't seen before. And the same for all those whisky collectors and fanatics out there, and I know there's plenty that absolutely love Australian whisky. They'll be able to discover, you know, an old vine Barossa Shiraz through their love of whisky. So I think it will be a wonderful occasion to bring the two loves of different collectors together and crack open a couple of bottles and share it with people.
Modus Operandi Brewing Company has opened a major production brewery and hospitality venue in the Newcastle suburb of Merriweather. Speaking at the launch event in recent weeks, Jazz Warren said it's an important milestone for the business she founded with her husband Grant 7 years ago on Sydney's northern beaches.
Within the last 7 years, we've humbly picked up some of Australia's most prestigious awards, brewed hundreds and hundreds of beers, been at the forefront of innovation, grown our team from 3 to 53, created Nought, our non-alcoholic brand, and as you're experiencing today, we have built our second dream brewery.
Grant Warren said sustainability was central to the development of Modus Merriweather, which has environmental features including solar and water efficiency systems.
Essentially, two important things to us in our business is sustainability and community in which we operate. It's our beating heart. And a few quick fun facts that I wanted to reel off. 100% of Modus's energy that we've used since we started from day one has been green, and it always will be. In the current build, as you look around, you'll see this beautiful rammed earth, which makes up a lot of our walls here. Some of that rammed earth comes from bushfire-affected soil, from those bushfires we spoke about. We basically take the old burnt stuff out of the ground that no one can grow anything anymore. replace it with good, healthy soil, and we turn that soil into walls. You'll see all the branded tiles in the toilets. Now, they're built out of recycled shampoo bottles. That's pretty cool too. We always aim to be green and lead the industry in sustainability.
That's all for this week. We'll see you again with another full-length episode soon.